Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
.22.1%, and that is where we find ourselves on the Ethos Lakers podcast. I feel like I have 22.1% of my energy left after this draining loss that's left the Lakers 0-3 to begin the season. JC, we have to give some reasons for positivity, but you know why I'm saying 22.1%? Do you know why that's my magic number of the day? That is the percentage the Lakers have shot from behind the three-point line to start the season. 25 of 118, 22.1%, JC, and somehow after an opening night that saw them go 10 of 40 from beyond the arc, and we all said, oh, can't get much worse than that. It has actually gotten worse than that. The second game of the year, the Lakers managed to shoot 9 of 45, so that's 20%, and then the third game of the year, game that the Lakers should have won a few times, the Lakers were 6 of 33 from the three-point line, 18.2%. JC, the problem with this team is not that it doesn't compete. The problem with this team is that it can't shoot the basketball. And, you know, that's just sort of important these days. We're going to get to the positive, but JC, this might get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see how it could get better. From the very first preseason game, one of my very first observations was this team plays hard, but man, this team cannot shoot. And that has led into the first game. I even kind of optimistically after the first regular season game kind of backtracked the last couple of seasons and looked at the disparity between the best shooting three-point team and the worst three-point shooting team. And the worst three-point shooting team usually hovers around 2 to 3% less than the league average, which is about 35%. But, I mean, at 22%, this team is just not – if they were an average shooting team, it'd actually be kind of great. Like, it'd be great if they could just shoot average from three, but they're nowhere near that.
That's the most amazing part to me, is it's not that the Lakers are getting run in these games. Even versus the Warriors on ring night, the Lakers competed, but especially versus the Clippers and especially versus the Blazers today. This is a game the Lakers should have won. This is a game the Lakers could have won, and unfortunately, Russell Westbrook is not going to hear any silence from his critics after this game, because this is a game that Russell Westbrook, there's a very good argument that he lost the Lakers this game down the stretch. JC, Westbrook played only 28 minutes in this game, the fewest of any Lakers starter. He was also the only member of the starting unit to finish with a negative plus-minus differential, -4. JC, there was a crucial play toward the end of this game with about 30 or so seconds left. Russell Westbrook decided to quick take a 12 to 15 foot jump shot, which was a horrendous brick, and set the Blazers up to go ahead. Damian Lillard hitting a huge shot. Blazers ultimately wind up winning the game on a Jeremy Grant layup between LeBron and AD, which we'll get to as well. There's a video that's already circulating where you see AD and LeBron basically react in tandem when Russ goes to take the shot, like the rest of us going, oh no, like we were all on TikTok at the same time. And yeah. It has gotten, I don't want to say comical because comical is not the right word, but this is just, the Lakers have got to do something with this Westbrook problem because the Lakers played their best basketball when Westbrook wasn't on the floor today, JC.
Yeah, I pointed this out against the Clippers. I at one point I tweeted out, I was like, I said something to the effect of, not that I want him to come back in, but have the Lakers been playing really, really well with Westbrook on the bench? And as soon as I tweeted that, he walked to the scorer's table. And I was about to, and I was noticing that again in this game, but I didn't want to tweet out because I didn't want that to happen yet. It happened anyway. Same exact thing. Yeah, the Lakers in this game were up 8 when Russell Westbrook checked in at the 4:42 mark, and then 16-6 run later, they lose by 2.
JC, this game, it's such, this team is like such a weird credit to Darvin Ham in the fact that they're actually competing. Right? I mean, that's how good the Lakers defense has been, and that's how bought in they are. But the more that things go like this, the harder it is going to be for him to keep his team engaged along those lines. And I think that will be Darvin Ham's greatest challenge as coach for the Lakers in this early going in particular, is this is all fine and good right now, but if we're 0-3, if this goes to 0-5, 0-6, 0-7, it's going to get a lot harder. AD played great in this game, JC. 22-10 with 6 blocks. LeBron, 31-8-8. When you're getting 50-plus from AD and LeBron with nearly 20 boards and almost 10 blocks in a game, and they both shoot better than 50%, even if they go 2 of 12 from behind the three-point line, that's a game you have to win. How good are the Lakers, JC, down low? They scored 60-plus points in the paint in this game. The Lakers actually had a better overall field goal percentage than the Blazers. Not effective field goal percentage, but a good old traditional standard field goal percentage, 44.6% to 44%. This is how bad they were from three. The Blazers were 10 of 27, 37%, which is good, but not absolutely outstanding by any measure. The Lakers keep getting outscored from behind the three-point line. Just the differential in three-point conversions alone. Lakers were outscored by 12 in this game. They lost by 2, right? Do the math. Yep. The Lakers were outscored in the game against the Clippers, right? In the game against the Clippers, I'm sorry, the game against the Clippers and Lakers, they actually made the same amount of three-point shots, miraculously. Lakers just took too many. And in the game against the Warriors, the Lakers were outscored by 18 points from behind the three-point line. 18 points. Lakers lost that game by 14. Do the math. So this is all pointing to one central thing. It was great to see Troy Brown Jr. out there today. Wish he was on the court down the stretch instead of Russell Westbrook. He deserved to be out there. I am very mixed on the JTA experience thus far, but you cannot deny what he can do defensively. Offensively, I think he's got a long way to go and then some. He's closer to Bruno Caboclo, who's still 2 years away from being 2 years away than he is to anything else. But defensively, that boy can play. The Lakers should have won this game, JC. This is a game that they lost. Darvin Ham, after the game, said, we ain't got no time for anybody to be in their feelings, talking about taking Russell Westbrook out right after that horrendous shot choice, which kudos to him, and I'm glad he said that. But, JC, shouldn't he have kept Russell Westbrook on the bench if it weren't about feelings?
Yeah, I mean, totally. Like, when everything is rolling the way it is, why you're up 8, what – I mean, I know what's to gain if Russell Westbrook is going to play good. And I know against the Clippers around that mark when he came in the middle of the fourth quarter, he had 2 clutch steals, but he still offensively shut the offense down. Their offense came to a halt, and so did their momentum.
Lakers are more or less playing 5-on-4 at times, and they're still competing. Okay.
And the thing with Anthony Davis is, as amazing as he played today, why wouldn't you then take that data and be like, if he doesn't want to play center, if he wants to play a 4, why not execute the trade for Miles Turner and just have Miles Turner be the center and let Anthony Davis do what he does at the 4 that he wants to do? Like,
you and I have lots of ideas, like a lot of people in this world, it seems, and they all seem to be better than the reality of what's going on. But only one of us got an extension from the Lakers, and that's Rob Pelinka, who put this roster together. So I am really just sort of flabbergasted. I think the longer Jeannie Buss stays silent, the more questions people have of her as an owner. I really think she's got to take some public ownership before it gets too late, if it's not already too late. So far, JC, Russ is 11 of 38. Is that right? 11 of 38 from the field, 1 of 12 from the three-point line. He's got 13 assists across 4 games. So don't even give me the baloney that he's out there for that. I mean, this is if these numbers were not coming from a player named Russell Westbrook, we would all say he should have his minutes reduced, right?
And his minutes are reduced and his shot selection has gone down, probably because of the minutes reduced. But yeah, at the same time, if he's not going to rebound, if he's not going to have all the assists, then that's a really expensive guy who's just giving you very below average stats.
Also, remember Kendrick Nunn? We're all so excited about Kendrick Nunn. Can't wait for Kendrick Nunn. Kendrick Nunn's been a ghost out there the last two games. He's been Casper out there.
Good preseason, hasn't shown up in the regular season yet.
He looked like he was 6 inches too short against anyone who guarded him against the Clippers, and he played a whopping 10 minutes in this game, 0 of 3 from the field, all three-point shots. How do you even accrue negative 7 in 10 minutes is beyond me. I mean, this is – the Lakers have no depth at any position except point guard, if you want to argue that, right? And I know Dennis Schroeder is still missing from this team. And I know Thomas Bryant is also missing from this team, but sorry, that really doesn't matter right now, right? Damian Jones played 6 minutes in this game, okay?
Yeah, which when is the other concerning thing, like for all the hype around Bryant and Damian Jones, who seem to do well against Frank Vogel's system.
Yeah.
If neither of them could win the starting spot, then that's not good news.
It's a referendum on the depth, right? Matt Ryan, savior, Matt Ryan, guy who was driving DoorDash. He's going to be our three-point shooter. DNP coach's decision. Wenyen Gabriel, we love his energy. Can't wait to see him back next year. DNP coach's decision. I'm not saying these decisions are wrong, by the way. Okay?
Oh, yeah, no.
So it's just this – oh, my God. I mean, it's really a credit to Darvin Ham that his team is competing given what he's competing with right now. Lonnie Walker has been the sole bright spot in terms of new additions to this team so far.
Yeah, and I think he probably might be shooting he'll probably end up shooting around average for three, and if that's the case, then that's fine. And he doesn't shoot a lot of them, which seems to be okay. So yeah, he's doing what he needs to do, and he's doing pretty well at it.
That's my larger question of philosophically of this Lakers team, right? So I don't think that the three-point shots they've been taking are bad or forced shots. And that's the more alarming part of the performance, right? If a lot of these were like end of shot clock or like very forced, okay, at least there's a context to the performance. A lot of these are good shots that the Lakers are taking and just missing, right? So at a certain point, which I think should be now, if it's not already, when do you just not take 35 to 45 threes in a game? Is that I know it's possible. The Blazers only took 27 threes, JC. The Lakers took 33. I don't understand. I mean, to your point, Walker doesn't usually take a lot of threes. He took 5 today. LeBron took 9 threes. Westbrook took 3 of them. Austin Reeves took 4, but he made 2 of them. I mean, he made a third of the threes by himself. Same thing with LeBron.
Yeah.
So where – the Lakers have no trade assets outside of the obvious. The 2 first-round picks in 27 and 29, and if you want to call Russell Westbrook's expiring contract a trade asset, God bless you because you are the eternal optimist, right?
Yeah, I mean, the longer they hold on to him, the report a couple weeks ago after the first game was that they're going to wait until the Thanksgiving break. Well, at some point, like, the Lakers think they're going to try and fleece someone with Russell Westbrook, but – the longer they hold on to that asset, they're going to the ones who are going to get fleeced.
And if you really need to just move on. If you're telling me, if you look at the Pacers and say, Pacers, you're really not going to take this expiring contract for this money and chance at this pick, right? When push comes to shove, you're telling me there's not a deal to be had there? I mean, come on. We've all been saying it. But this idea, the Lakers trade assets, it's gotten to such comedic levels. It's like Marshawn Brooks, Chris Humphreys, and a pick, right? If you remember when that was being offered for literally everything across the league, that's basically where we're at right now. So I think it's very honorable and very much, a leadership move for LeBron to handle his media availability and press conferences, how he's been handling it, which is that, I'm not going to sit up here and basically bitch about the same shit. I'm not going to sit up here and put one of my teammates on blast, right? without saying it, he's basically saying we're all seeing the same thing, right? So don't try to trap me into this question or ask me this thing, right? You want to ask me about my performance or how I think, you know, we might be able to do this, you know, differently or better without the obvious context of Russ. Okay, let's.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do it. Right? But at a certain point, like, it's also sort of a weird thing for LeBron, because I don't know if in part he's taking this route out of being defensive, right? Because none of us really know. Was it him who said, hey, go get Westbrook, right? Because we've heard DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan has said to anyone who listened to him, I was ready to come to the Lakers. I thought I was going to the Lakers, right?
In one interview, he said, I thought it was a done deal.
Right. I mean, he'll tell anyone, like, this is what I, you know, I thought I was going to Lakers. So I just want to know what happened. This is where Jeannie busts the silence. This is where Rob Pelinka talking, waxing philosophically about stuff that doesn't matter. Like, his media day availability was a joke, right? Like, they basically asked him about the roster construction right away, and he just sort of answered philosophically about nothing, right? He didn't really address it. By the way, I think I've said this before on our pod, and I'm going to say it again. Not a single one of the Lakers free agent additions from last year, Trevor Ariza, Wayne Ellington, Dwight Howard, all those schmucks, not a single one is on an NBA roster.
Yeah.
I mean, the GM just got an extension, and there's not a three-point shooter on this team in 2022. So I just don't get it. I understand there's a business component to Lakers, unlike any other organization in pro basketball, right? I understand there's that Hollywood component, right? People bitched and moaned when Kobe signed his 2-year, $48.5 million extension. What are you doing? He's not worth the money. Da, da, da. Do you know how much money the Lakers made off of that as an organization? Are you kidding me? Of course it was worth it. That was not a basketball move. That was a business move. So I understand there has to be a balance. But when you have, you want Anthony Davis to be available. Well, he is right now. And he's playing his heart out. Right? I'd like to see him play even harder, but so be it. But he's playing his heart out. LeBron. Playing well. Needs to take fewer threes, but playing well. By the way, in his 20th year, 31-8-8 on a 12:30 matinee game on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In his sleep, basically. 38 minutes for LeBron in this game. 38 minutes. Most minutes out of anyone on either team. LeBron James. 37 minutes against the Clippers. 37 minutes tied for the most of any player on the team, or on either team, excuse me, with Lonnie Walker. And first game against the Warriors. On the Lakers side, only Anthony Davis played more minutes, and nobody on the Warriors side played as many. 35, 37, 38 minutes for 20th season LeBron James. First three games of the year, Lakers 0-3. And it's not like LeBron is putting up crappy numbers in these games.
Yeah, and to look around the rest of the league, Utah's got three wins. They beat the Pelicans tonight. Spurs have two wins. They beat the 76ers the other night. Like, yeah, it's comical, like you said.
I know there's always going to be some element of NBA silly season when we begin a campaign, right? Because it's unavoidable. But this, with the Lakers, what's ongoing with them, this is a concern that will linger if it's not addressed. This is like a bad fart in the room without cracking the window open. I mean, this is the stench of this team. They can't win if they can't shoot. That's what it is. It's basketball. The Lakers went into halftime of this game against the Blazers down 7. They came out in the third quarter, which has been a real challenge for them historically, even, you know, going back to beyond Darvin Ham, and they answered, right? They came out with a lead, and they looked like they were going to win the game, as we've sat here and said, and everybody who has eyes watched. And instead, they watched it fall away. Damian Lillard, 41 points and 6 enormous three-pointers, one in particular. Jeremy Grant taking a layup to win this game in between AD and LeBron. What did you think of that play, JC? Because I kind of couldn't believe it happened.
I mean, I feel like LeBron was kind of shepherding Jeremy Grant to AD for the help, and AD almost got there. But I feel like both of them could have just made a little bit more of an effort to stop, considering how they were almost there. But yeah, man, it just wasn't great.
Not great. And I mean, look, I'm really curious. Is this what allows Darvin Ham to consider bringing Russell Westbrook off the bench this quickly? Because you and I both agreed. We said we don't think that Westbrook was going to come off the bench right away, right? Is this what sort of lights the Bunsen burner?
I guess. I mean, yeah, he can also look at the example Kawhi set. Like, I don't know, people thought maybe it was Kawhi trolling the Lakers, but how he was like, oh yeah, it's my idea to come off the bench. And he even specifically talked about how he was going to warm up differently on the sideline when the game started, so that he was warm when he came off the bench. And Russell Westbrook in his first game was the first regular season game that he started, by the way, complaining about how the preseason game before he had come off the bench and hurt himself, like, because he didn't know how to warm up coming off the bench. Like, be a professional and figure out how to warm up and come off the bench.
Can I tell you how annoyed I was at that commentary? You've been in the league for how long? And that's what you're going to go with? We're going to go with, I injured my hamstring because I've never come off the bench? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like, stop it, dude. Just stop. So when
that's something a high school kid says to his coach. Like, nah, coach, I can't come off the bench.
When you wake up, right? You've been stationary for a period of hours. You stretch and you start working out, right? Yeah. So if you injure yourself, do you blame it on sleep? I mean, come on, man. Like, this is just, it's so. And then the defense is, well, you know, that's my answer. So, you know, either like it or you don't, right? So I understand. I'm not looking for Russ to be some contrived version of who he is. By the way, while we're on this topic, don't ever get a car from Russell Westbrook dealership. That's where my car is from. They are terrible. More bricks than a Lakers practice over there. Do not go there while we're on this topic. And I'm usually the guy who's like, look, move beyond Russ. Let's figure out what else can we talk about with this team, right? But right now, this game in particular, the Lakers lost this game for two reasons, JC. One is shooting, and the other is Russell Westbrook. Changed my mind.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you.
So frustrating. And then you sit here and you hear everybody talking about the Lakers' schedule, right? It was a big topic before the season started. Look at the Lakers' schedule. How many are they going to win in the first 10 games? Might go 0-10. You know what, JC? Thankfully for all of us, and maybe for them too, the Lakers are off until Wednesday. But they're at Denver. Then they're at Minnesota. Back home against Denver. Versus New Orleans. Versus Utah. There is a scenario where the Lakers go into November winless, JC.
Yeah. And thinking about that, like, yeah, who the way they're playing now, who can they beat in the West? And I even tweeted this, like, at this rate, the Lakers are only going to win the games in which they happen to shoot well from three.
You want to go really crazy, JC, from now until Thanksgiving. Let's say Thanksgiving, okay? Nuggets, Pelicans, Jazz, Cavs, Jazz, Clippers, Kings, maybe one there. Nets, yeah. Pistons, maybe one there. Spurs, maybe one there. Three. Suns. Then the Spurs again on Thanksgiving Day, I believe that is. Spurs on a back-to-back, the 25th and 26th.
Yeah. I'm going to try to go to that one on the 25th.
We're at November 26th, and I said maybe three wins.
Yeah.
We're almost at December. We're talking about three wins.
And, I mean, the Lakers are – I mean, you can't even really talk about the draft because they're screwed again because their pick is a pick swap with the Pelicans. And why wouldn't the Pelicans take another lottery pick, which could or could not end up being Victor Wembanyama? Like, the Lakers aren't even on Wemby watch. Like,
the Lakers don't – last year, the only saving grace of the Lakers season was that they had a fall guy. Everybody knew it was time for Frank Vogel to move on. Even Frank Vogel knew it, right? Frank Vogel ass backwards into this Lakers job. ass backwards into a championship with an Anthony Davis trade. Okay? Lakers did plenty for him. He did his part too, but Lakers did plenty for him. Okay? Who's the fall guy for the Lakers now? You just extended Rob Pelinka, so it's not going to be him. Who's the fall guy? It's not going to be Darvin Ham, the coach you just hired. It's not going to be LeBron. It's not going to be AD. Russ's on expiring contract, so it can't be him either. No, you don't get any good graces because that's beyond due. So who's it going to be? That is going to be interesting for the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, they have all the cap space in the world next season, but I mean, LeBron is in his 20th year, and so to punt this early on a season is ridiculous, especially when you're not going to have a draft pick. All you're going to have is a lot of money and a decent free agent class. But I think another kind of negative thing by holding on to Russell Westbrook as long as you did is, and I mean, the fans haven't been great to him, but he hasn't played great either. But it's also going to look like, you know, who's going to want to come to this fan base with all the pressure and how the Lakers fans will respond if you don't perform, although, you know, pretty low bar to jump over for Russell Westbrook to play better than he did, but or has been, but still.
Russ, to be fair to Russ, like, I thought in the first game of the year, he actually wasn't bad, right? He was kind of attacking the rim more. He made a concerted effort to try and do a little bit more besides just score. He was rebounding. And it's like after that first game, he just stopped doing that.
Like, that was one of the things I talked about too. Yeah, I was like, I liked what he did in the first game. He seemed to have been bought into a lesser role. Is he going to maintain that throughout the rest of the season? That's probably Ham's biggest challenge. And yeah, it didn't last very long before Russ went back to being Russ.
I mean, since that first game, he's been abysmal. I mean, he has literally the first game, JC, 19 points and 11 rebounds. And right, there's room for improvement, but that's okay. Since then, he's 4 of 26 from the field. I mean, what? That's like 16-17%. 0 of 9 from 3. Like, I just didn't even know that was possible as an NBA player. 4 of 26. I mean, it's so bad. And I feel, you know, I don't know what kind of weight he's carrying around as a result of all of this, right? Because I'm sure no matter what, it's got to take some toll on you, even if you really have that IDGAF energy about you and you really are like that. It's got to have some level of impact, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, I'm left speechless. I've said a lot of words on this podcast, but at this point in the conversation, I'm left speechless, JC. And I don't see how it gets better before it gets a little worse for the Lakers. I think it's going to be such a tough task for this group. These are times in the franchise's history where I feel like, I mean, obviously all of us, but I think the franchise itself really wishes Kobe were still around so he could offer some perspective because, man, if there's one guy that Russ or so many others would listen to, it would certainly be KB.
Yeah.
You know? So we'll see what it shakes out to be the Lakers' road forward. Obviously, like we just said, Lakers are not back in action until Wednesday. So it's going to be a little bit until you hear from us, but then we'll be back with you. They play the Nuggets, taking on the Nuggets in Denver. Always a tough task. Got a couple more games through the weekend after that, and then we get back more into a regular cadence and routine. JC, it's been a lot of fun sort of rebooting the podcast with you and getting everything going. I hope you guys have been able to enjoy, consume, and digest on a more productive level. There's been a lot going on both ends for us personally. Other work considerations, family, pets, all of that sort of stuff. Count your blessings. Always be good to people and be kind to yourself and each other. Anything you want to add before we get out of here, JC?
Nope.
All right. Hopefully the Lakers decide to learn how to shoot some basketballs between now and Wednesday. Otherwise, we out.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.